I'm Lacey Scarmana with WVIK Quad Cities NPR. Each week I talk with reporters from the Quad City Times newspaper about the big story they're working on that week. The big story is an in-depth feature published in the Sunday paper. This week, Barb Ikus is starting a new series. It's about off-limits places in the Quad Cities, places she's always wondered about. I asked Ikus about what inspired this new project.
It's really places I've always wondered about. And the very first one, I'm really curious to know how many Quad Cityans even know this exists. But if you're going across the 74 Bridge, in the middle of it, there's this concrete plaza that used to be the toll booths. I don't even know how many people know there were tolls. I mean, anybody much younger than me wouldn't really know because they were taken off in 1971. But there were tolls on that bridge in the middle, and when the toll takers had to have someplace to go, so they built offices into the pier right under that plaza, 50 feet above the water. And I've always been curious ever since I was on a friend's boat going under the bridge, and I looked up and I saw these windows in the bridge, and I thought, what in the heck? So I started poking around, and I called the Iowa DOT and said, hey, can you get us up there? And so they obliged and took a photographer and I up to the center. And there's this thing that sticks out up there that looks like kind of like a bus stop. And it's locked. And they unlock it and you go in. There's a set of stairs that go down into these offices that are so cool. And totally time forgot kind of a place. Because in 71, when they took away the tolls, they basically sealed off the offices. They just left one staircase for maintenance access. But 1,400 square feet on either side, right under the bridge deck. These things are built in. There's offices. There are three bathrooms, two showers. It's like this whole little underworld in the underbelly of the bridge. And we got lots of cool photos. So I think that's an exciting way to launch this little series.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people who didn't even know this space right. existed, or that you mentioned that there were tolls.
And you can imagine the views. Yeah. I mean, you're sitting in your office and you're at, you know, eye level with the bald eagles who come and roost on your windows. And it's just a really neat place. And you can really see, I mean, I found out who worked there, the supervisor and his secretary, Ruby. And you can sort of picture them, her making coffee and him hanging his hat because everybody wore a hat. It was just a really neat place. And I was thrilled that IDOT was so cooperative.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you get lucky enough to see any of the eagles going by while you were
in
space?
We saw all sorts of things flying around. Because you're really, I keep calling it the underbelly because that's what it feels like. But when you're under there, there's windows everywhere in this place. So you're looking at the girders, the piers of the bridge, the birds. There's a lateral dam down there that from where you're from your height that looks like a giant alligator that goes from like Bettendorf to as far as you can see. And there were lots of cool little secrets in there, vaults and that haven't been opened in almost 50 years. And the IDOT guys are just really eager to find out what's in some of those things.
So you started a project for them also.
That's right. Stand by.
How do you feel about heights?
I don't care for heights, but it wasn't scary in that way. The government bridge was scary because I climbed up to the house and that thing that's at the top of the bridge, you know, the part that turns, there's this little operator's house in there. But you have to climb a steel ladder that's on the outside of the bridge. I didn't care for that. But in this case, it was like walking down a set of stairs in your house. It wasn't bad. And once you were in there, you felt just as secure as if you were in your own office. And actually, my second assignment for this series also took me to great heights. I'll save the details on that one, but it's I got into a place in Scott County that very few have been in, and I'm sure many people have wondered about.
Well, great. That leaves us perfectly waiting for more from this new series. It'll always be a big story in the Sunday.
It'll always be a big story. We're launching this Sunday and the following Sunday. And from then on out, it'll be an occasional series, and I'll be looking for additional ideas.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Barb Ikus, columnist for the Quad City Times, talking about her new series on off-limits places in the Quad Cities. You can read about it this Sunday in the Quad City Times.